We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come let us learn what they are.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come let us learn what they are. We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear children how are you all I hope you are doing great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many gifts and in each episode I tell you about one gift And in this episode, the gift I am going to tell you about is dry fruits. Dry fruits is a really good gift from Allah Azza wa Jal to us. It helps us in a lot of things. And it's really good to help our brain, our health, and our strength.
We thank you, Allah.
Dear kids, this whole episode is about dry fruits. But what are they? How are they made? Let me tell you, dry fruit is a fruit that has all the water content removed from it through drying process.
Thankful to Allah, we must be thankful.
While this process, they are shrinked to a really small form, leaving a small, energy-dense dry fruit. Energy-dense doesn't mean that it has all the energy removed from it. It has half of its energy left in it. So you can take it anywhere in small packaging. Like raisins are the most common dry fruits, followed by apricots, figs, and almonds. Dry fruits are mainly known as really small fruits, which can be carried everywhere. But dried fruits has a really large variety.
Grace, the bounties of Allah.
There are actually many dried fruits, not just raisins, apricots, and almonds. There are mangoes, apples, pineapples. How? You just dry up a fruit and it's called a dried fruit.
He blessed us with. We thank you.
Dried fruits are highly nutritious. They contain almost the same fiber and minerals as normal fresh fruits, but in a more condensed and small packaging. Dried fruits contain 3.5 times more the fiber, nutrition, and minerals than normal fresh fruits. That means that one fistful of dried fruits can fill your daily intake of vitamins and minerals.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Studies have shown that people who eat dried fruits are less weighted and are way faster and stronger than people who do not eat dry fruits. So dry fruits are really good for the people who diet really often.
It's the bounties of Allah He has granted to us. All this grace, the bounties of Allah He has
And many dried fruits are a really good source of planting. All of these factors help to reduce the risk of getting type 2 diabetes and reduces heart disease.
All the joys He blessed us with, we thank you, Allah.
As many other foods, dry fruits also have two aspects. Good and bad. Dry fruits can boost your fiber and nutrients intake and supply your body with many antioxidants.
Thank you, Allah.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
However, dried fruits are high in sugar and calories when eaten in excess. So they should be eaten in small amounts and should be eaten with some other nutritious foods.
Thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
Like when you eat raisins or any other dry fruits, do not eat them whole like in snacks or in like food. Like when it's dinner time, eat something else with dry fruits in dessert or something. Like do not eat them in a large quantity, or you will get the bad aspect of them.
Thankful, thankful to Allah. We must be thankful day and night for all the
dry fruits are really good for growing kids. Dry fruits are an extremely rich source of fiber, nutrients, and minerals. Adding dry fruits to your diet can increase your growth and your development.
Allah, we thank you, Allah. The world, the sun.
If it is hard for you to chew these dry nuts, you can grind them and mix them in milk to make it more easier and fun for you. Can increase the nutrition and help you prevent any choking hazards. There are many kinds of different dry fruits.
Allah, He has granted to us all this grace, the bounties of Allah, He has granted.
Some of them are sweet as candy and some of them have a nutty flavor to them. Here are some dry fruits that you can add easily to your diet. Raisins, almonds, walnuts, and cashews are really good for your health and can be easily added to your diet. And they have a really good flavor. And I personally love them. So now let's head over to a wonderful documentary about dry fruits.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you.
Assalamu alaikum, friends, and welcome to the documentary. Seeds and nuts are extremely beneficial for weight loss despite being high in calories. They are also rich in protein and fiber that can keep you full for a long period of time. These popular snacks foods are also packed with essential nutrients, minerals, and vitamins that can significantly improve your overall health. If weight loss is your goal, you should be very careful with the protein sizes because nuts and seeds have high calories value. You should consume a handful on a daily basis to fight off hunger and get benefits without taking too many calories. Seeds and nuts are packed with essential nutrients, protein, and fiber. The presence of mono and polyunsaturated fats lower the cholesterol levels and boost heart health. They have large amount of omega-3 fatty acids, which reduce inflammation and improve your brain and heart health.
We thank you, Allah.
Seeds and nuts are also rich in different antioxidants, such as selenium, manganese, folate, and vitamin E. These elements protect against cancer and energize the body. There are three important things to be kept in mind about nuts and seeds. You should not eat more than a handful. You should not eat sugar-coated or roasted or salted nuts. You should always eat raw nuts and seeds. Cashews, pistachios, almonds, and peanuts contain 160 cal per ounce, and they are comparatively the lowest in calories. Pecans, pine nuts, walnuts, and Brazilian nuts have 200 cal per ounce. Seeds such as sesame, sunflower, and pumpkin contain 150 to 180 cal per ounce. Here is the list of the healthiest seeds and nuts. Walnuts are full with copper, manganese, omega-3 fatty acids, and essential amino acids that keep the blood vessels flexible. Sunflower seeds. This seed is rich in phytosterols, magnesium, fiber, and linoleic acid. Sesame seeds. They are a rich source of phytosterols, monounsaturated fats, and vitamin B1, which inhibit the production of cholesterol. Peanuts. They are full of folic acid, antioxidants, flavonoids, monounsaturated fats, and resveratrol, and vitamin B3, which are thought as powerful anti-aging agents. Flaxseed. This seed is rich in manganese, fiber, vitamin B6, anti-inflammatory properties, and omega-3 fatty acids. Cashews. They are rich in phosphorus, monounsaturated fats, and powerful antioxidants. Almonds. These nuts are one of the healthiest and full of protein, phosphorus, and vitamin B2, copper, magnesium, and vitamin E. Pumpkin seeds. These are rich in essential fatty acids, vitamin K, potassium, magnesium, and phosphorus. These seeds help lower cholesterol and are beneficial for arthritis. Chia seeds. These are one of the healthiest seeds. They are full of essential nutrients, minerals, vitamins, omega-3 fatty acids, and protein, which lower your blood pressure and cholesterol levels. Implement seeds and nuts to your diet from today.
Thank you, Allah.
Hey, welcome back. I hope you loved the documentary. It was filled with wonderful information, and I hope you learned a lot from it. So you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a nice gift of dry fruits. It is so lovely and so sweet. So we should thank Allah Azawajal that He gave us such a nice gift of dry fruits. And we should use them very carefully, and we should take advantage of them by adding them to our daily routine. So keep watching Madani Channel English. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Come, let us learn what they are. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Come, let us learn what they are. We thank you, Allah. We thank you.